Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow, Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Dave Waldron. This week on AK, Knowing the Unknown. Since Russian priests began establishing missions at the end of the 18th century, the Orthodox Church has become part of the landscape of Southwest Alaska. What's less visible today than Orthodox crosses and golden cupolas are the Alaska Native belief systems that existed before European contact. KDLG's Hannah Colton has this story about one man who came to embrace his traditional spirituality and why he's choosing now to speak up about it.
Larry Hill hesitates to call himself a shaman, but he is open about the fact that he often and inexplicably knows things that seem unknowable. We'll get back to that. For now, Hill is on the shore of Lake Clark in Southwest Alaska, speaking to about a dozen kids from Nundalton. He pulls a flat, polished rock from his pocket.
So today, what I'd like you to do is find yourself a couple of stones. This is an example here.
We're at a Dena'ina culture camp, like this. And Hill is one of a handful of elders who've come to share their knowledge with the youth. This afternoon's lesson is on something called worry stones.
It's called a worry stone. Some of you may have heard that word before. There's a Dena'ina word for it, and I don't know what it is.
The idea, Hill explains, is that you can program the stone with happy, positive thoughts and use it when you're stressed or sad. It's based on a Dena'ina belief that everything in nature has some kind of energy.
Now, it's your choice whether you want to believe what I'm saying or not. That's up to you. Some people look upon this as, and I'll say the word, superstition. But to me, it's very real.
The kids fan out across the beach to pick their own stones.
The colors on that one are really cool.
Yeah.
Now, this idea that all things are connected through their energies, Hill learned it from his grandmother as a young boy in the village of Nundalton in the 40s and 50s. Back then, he says, he didn't understand much about spirituality. But already, he had an ability to know and see things that other people couldn't.
When you're 5 years old and you can touch a person's hand and see what they did for the last 3 days, and you tell them about it, man, that's scary to them.
It wasn't scary to Hill's closest relatives. Their family lore counts shamans and seers going back generations, on both his mother's Dena'ina side and his father's side in Finland. But it definitely freaked other people out.
And in the village, I got picked on sometimes and beat up because I would always know the answer to those questions.
So, like a lot of kids who don't fit in, Hill learned to hide who he was. He grew up shy, and by the time he was 20, he was spending a lot of time by himself up in the hills. Then in 1967, he joined the army and was sent to Korea. He found that his test scores were good, so he was pushed into schools and leadership roles.
I was able to do those things, and it gave me a lot more confidence in myself.
Hill also experienced things in the army that he doesn't like to talk about now. After he got out, he says he started drinking to cope with the bad memories and to drown out the voices in his head. When he eventually sobered up, the voices were still there. So he stopped fighting it.
About 20 years ago, there was a death in an unnamed village. And that night I received a message from that person. And I could not rest until I delivered that message.
Hill says he'd often have an answer to some unresolved question between the deceased and their loved one. In many cases, he says his message brought comfort to the bereaved. But other times, he was met with disbelief or anger. He says he's even been assaulted for it. And he's gotten pushback from another spiritual body, the Russian Orthodox community. Hill was baptized in the church. He considers himself a believer. But some of the local ministers, he says, do not like him bringing people these divinely inspired messages.
And some of these priests were family friends, and they haven't spoken to me since one occasion. But again, I accept that. I know that that's part of it.
Hill has accepted the messiness that comes with living out his beliefs. But these kids at camp, they're just starting out. and it's a lot to swallow.
The Worry Rock, I kind of believe in it.
That's Nolan Schaefer, Hill's grandson. He's 16, smart, and serious, and he's talked with his grandpa a lot about his spirituality. After the Worry Stone lesson, I asked him how he feels about these messages or voices his grandpa gets, and the fact that they seem to run in the family.
If that happened to me, I'd feel really weirded out, but I'd love it, because having a vision of something, good or bad, it would be pretty cool to actually have.
The Worry Stone is just one little piece of Dena Inna spirituality, one that Schaefer and the other kids can hold in their hands. It's a tiny window into a worldview that they're not being taught in school or at church, and Larry Hill hopes they'll understand someday when they're old enough to need it. For AK, I'm Hannah Colton.